This is the seventh part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Burngreave and its residents. In the seventh part, Chris Seasons, member of the Burngreave New Deal for Communities Partnership Board, reflects on this national program in general.
I think there are issues around New Deal in general, you know, the whole New Deal scheme across the country. Is it actually a good idea to assign money to a particular area? Remember, this is 4,000 houses within the Burngreave ward, and local people don't know the boundary. You know, we don't. There's not a line drawn on the road, and you step over it and you're out of New Deal. And so, some of our neighbours are not in, and some are in. So that's arbitrary. But then, you know, £52 million for 4,000 households to spend. How do you make decisions about that? How do you, we had no prior plans that added up to £52 million of money over 10 years. Suddenly we had to find them. And there was a lot of help from particularly the schools and the primary care trusts and the police and so on, who knew about some of the things that were needed, and that sort of work has gone very well. But as I said earlier, my feeling is that it's finding some way of making the money available to any community anywhere, where people are able to organise, show that they're organised, and show that they're able to spend the money in a constructive way. There are, and as I said earlier as well, there are risks attached. There always will be. But I think in general, being able to apply for funding to show that you're capable of using it, and perhaps apply for funding over long periods, that's the sort of thing that we need. With regular review, rather than saying, here's a sum of money, what are you going to do with it? Which will inevitably create tensions in the communities. Yeah, one of the bizarre things is the government has compiled a list of all the new deals across the country, and they're ranked. So the number one is the most successful, and the one at the bottom is the least successful. I'm not quite sure how many there are. Burngreave apparently comes second in the ranking. Now, I'm not saying this to boast. Well, the reason I'm mentioning this is I think it illustrates the difference between the objectives of local people and the objectives of national government. From their point of view, we've spent the money. That's the crucial thing.
So this is a criterion?
Apparently, yeah. So we spent, or by the end, we would have spent the whole £52 million. They see that as a positive. Most of us will ask what they spent it on and how successful has it been, but we will be getting the evaluation of that. Locally, I think most people would be surprised to hear it's come second. And obviously we don't know what the other new deals are doing.
Imagine how the worst will be.
Well, yeah. Well, as I mentioned earlier, one of them has failed to spend £13 million. So you can see why that's lower than Burngreave. It may be that we're all being a little bit cynical. That's a possibility. It may be that in Burngreave we have different expectations from national government, and that'll be part of the explanation. But I think it illustrates that there are different understandings of what's a success and what's a failure. For goodness sakes, we have over the years had a lot of bad news in Burngreave. If the government thinks we're doing well, that probably is a good thing. I would hope so, at any rate. We shouldn't be really beating ourselves up too much. Now, I'm very much aware, particularly people who've lost their jobs in the recent decision that we had to make to terminate the projects earlier. And that was because several years ago the indications were that the money, like that £13 million that was underspent in other new deals, could be shared out with the ones that were, well, we never overspent. We're still within the 52 million, but spending more and could spend more. As it turned out, I think because of the recession, the government decided in the end to claw that back. And I won't go into all the financial details. It was quite difficult to understand, and we spent two or three weekends over the last year getting our heads round exactly what had happened. As the new manager, Anne Allen, had to work through all the accounts, and it took us a while to really understand them, which is why it seems to be a very sudden decision. I don't know that it could have been any other way. I mean, there are a lot of people on the board who are used to working with accounts and understanding figures, and being one of them, and it just took that long to work it out where we were. We've had bad publicity. We've mentioned several of the reasons why. We've had decisions that have made people redundant, and those are definitely negatives from a local perspective. From a national government perspective, we seem to have done pretty well. And that's the paradox. Sometimes you don't know whether to laugh or cry, do you? You know, that's where we are. And people say, well, we should learn lessons. Well, I think we definitely need... It needs to be public exactly what decisions were taken and why they were taken. And as the project's evaluated, hopefully that will be public. Whether we'll learn lessons, I mean, looking back over history, you go back far enough, you'll discover that we never do we? You know, that's the way things are. And I think if we did learn lessons and we had everything tied up and everything had to be made, every decision had to be made according to laid down criteria, there would not be that risk factor. And sometimes it's taking the risk and enabling people to do the stuff that might be a little bit way out or a bit strange. Sometimes that is rewarding. Sometimes it's a disaster. And I think already New Deal and a lot of government schemes are too tied up in red tape and bureaucracy. We need to be a little bit more confident of being able to say to the media, OK, this one didn't work, so what? Because that's it. I mean, you know, it's a fear of bad publicity that often motivates us. And we need to be confident and able to say, you know, let's take a few risks. Let's see what happens if we fly with this and see whether we can actually make it work and not get too scared of failure. Everybody fails. Most people lay in bed at night remembering all the failure. Well, maybe not most. Well, a lot of people do. And it doesn't do you any good, does it? So, you know, we can learn from it personally, and maybe collectively we'll learn a little bit. But sometimes we just need to relax a bit as well and not worry too much.
This was Chris Sissons speaking to Irini Apostolidou. You have listened to the 7th part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Berngreef and its residents. For any comments, please email us at communitieslive@sheffieldlive.org.